Lady Grey tea loaf with vine fruits. This low-fat variation of an English classic uses lightly fragranced Lady Grey tea with subtle hints of lemon and orange, great for tea in the garden. Nutrition: 208 kilocalories, 1.5 grams of fat, 0.4 grams of saturated fat, 0.3 grams of salt, and 33.1 grams of sugars per serving. Cuts into 12 slices. Preparation time 15 minutes, plus 4 to 12 hours soaking. Cooking time 1 to 1 and a quarter hours. You will need 2 Twinings Lady Grey tea bags, 125 grams of golden caster sugar, 300 grams of Waitrose Wholesome Vine Fruit Mix, 2 medium eggs beaten, 225 grams of self-raising flour sifted, the zest and juice of 1 unwaxed lemon, and 2 tablespoons of clear honey to glaze. 1. Place the tea bags in a heat-proof bowl and add 300 milliliters of boiling water. Leave to steep for 5 minutes. Remove the tea bags, add the sugar, and stir to dissolve. Add the fruit and leave in a cool place to stand for between 4 to 12 hours, depending on how much time you have. 2. When ready to cook the tea bread, preheat the oven to 180 degrees C, gas mark 4. Line a 1 kilogram loaf tin with baking parchment. 3. Add the eggs, flour, and the zest and juice of the lemon to the fruit mixture and beat well. Pour into the lined tin and bake for 1 to 1 and a quarter hours, or until a skewer comes out clean. 4. Allow the loaf to cool in the tin for 10 minutes. While it's cooling, warm the honey slightly in a small pan or microwave, then brush the honey over the top of the loaf with a pastry brush. Serve thinly sliced with a pot of Lady Grey tea. Cook's tips: the cake will keep well in an airtight tin in a cool place for up to 1 week. Other types of tea also work well in this recipe, such as Lapsang Souchong or Earl Grey.